The community of Valdez was devastated by the Good Friday earthquake. The giant tsunami that formed right after the shaking began killed 30 people gathered at the harbor and on the dock. The earthquake and tsunami destroyed the town. It took 3 years for locals to relocate from Old Town Valdez to where the new town site is today. KCHU's Tony Gorman spoke with earthquake survivors Dorothy Moore and Tom Gilson about their experiences that day.
I was home on spring break. I mean, we were sitting down to spaghetti dinner that night, and the earthquake started, and we'd had earthquakes before, so, you know, no big deal. You just kind of wait it out. But this one didn't stop, and as I remember, I had been ironing in my bedroom, and the bedroom was at the opposite corner of the house from where we were having dinner. And my dad always said, turn the iron off, it'll fall off of the ironing board and start a fire. And I could just see the iron falling off the ironing board, starting a fire. So I attempted to go through the house. And at one point, it's like, it would be like you walking on something and somebody pulls a rug out from under you and then shoves it back underneath you. And I remember falling onto the couch at one point. Then I figured out that if I really wanted to stand up and move, I could hang on to the wall and move back. And by that time, after I'd gotten the iron turned off and went back out to the living or to the kitchen area, we decided that it was time to go outside. And I can remember looking towards the dock and up. Hearing the whistle of the ship that what had just come in, as if it were leaving the port, and I can remember thinking, this ship's not supposed to leave. It just got here.
I was 13 and a half, and we had been out school that day and just bumming around. We didn't have school. It was a Good Friday, and I don't know why that was significant, that we were just knocking around town, and I ended up being in a back seat of a car with three other kids my age when the earthquake actually struck. The driver of the car had just gotten the car. It was a brand, to him it was brand new. He paid $800 for it. He invited the four of us who were walking around to get in the back seat, and we were driving around town. We were actually planning to head, he was heading down to the city dock because the Chena was in, the Alaska steamship. And we were actually headed down there, and the driver, his name was Ed Irish, he said, well, you know, I promised my mother I'd be home for dinner. And we got right to that where the chain was across the road and right in front of Wells Commercial, the last business on the left and the last road on the left before you go straight down to the dock. We parked there in the middle of the street. There was a guy named Mike McElroy, who was a friend of the driver, Ed Irish. And, of course, we all knew Mike, and we were just chatting with him, or I should say the driver and the passenger up front were talking to Mike. Mike left the passenger side window, and he was headed towards his house, which he lived right next door to the Egan house, I guess heading inside. And we thought that he had slipped back in the car and was pushing down on the back fender, the back hood or the trunk of the car. And man, that the car was just a rocking and shaking. And finally, we looked back, and Mike wasn't anywhere near the trunk of the car. And the driver says, it's an earthquake. We managed to bail out of the car. For some reason, our minds were to get away from the water, to start heading away from the water. It was just kind of an instinct in ourselves. There was no way we could have gotten all the way down the dock and turned around and come back in that time with the congestion that was down at the dock at the time. And yeah, I wouldn't be here speaking if we had gone straight, and if Ed hadn't promised his mom he'd be home for dinner. So a little thing like that turns out to be a pretty big thing.
That was Valdez residents Dorothy Moore and Tom Gilson talking about the Good Friday earthquake.